The gospel when I'm still a teenager.
有一首小小的歌啊。
There was a very short hymn.
给我的印象很深刻。
It made a great impression on me.
经过了四十多年。
But after 40 some years.
那么这首歌呢，在我里面还是有很大的感动力。
And this song continued to touch my heart very deeply.
我们作为基督徒。
That as a Christian,
我们有好多美丽的歌可以唱。
You know, we can enjoy so many beautiful songs.
这实在也是做基督徒很大的福气。
And I believe that is one of the blessings that we have as Christians.
为什么会有这么多美丽的歌写出来呢？
And why is it that there are so many beautiful songs being written?
因为耶稣基督的生命实在是美丽。
Because the life of Jesus is beautiful.
本来在我们这个人的生命中间呢，有黑暗的败坏的一面东西。
Yes, within ourselves there's a wicked side, there's a dark side of us.
当主的生命进来的时候。
But as the life of Jesus enter into us.
忽然之间这个生命呢变得美丽了。
And suddenly our life is being beautified.
我们就生活中有很多美丽的经历。
And we begin to experience beautiful experiences.
所以因此呢就有很多美丽的诗歌写出来。
And therefore many songs and beautiful songs
那么 这首小小的歌呢、今天早晨呢我也愿意把它介绍给诸位朋友们
I would like to introduce it to you this morning
对不起请你们原谅 我很怕热
Forgive me, I'm very hot
这首歌呢在诗歌第74首
It is Psalm 74
诗歌74首怜悯慈爱那我请这个Joanna 姊妹哈，把这个诗歌呢弹一下，然后呢，我把这个歌词稍微念一下。
We asked Sister Joanna to play for us once, and I'll read the lyrics to you.
请诸位啊，看着这个前面所打出来的这个字幕。
And while I read this, please read over the overhead projector.
怜悯、慈爱、宽恕、温柔又谦和。
Merciful and loving, suffering pain and loss.
为了罪人忍辱，甘负十架额。
All for us, the sinners, going to the cross.
舍命流血受苦，为救失丧者。
Tasting death for all men, dying for our sins.
这是基督耶稣。
This is Christ the Savior.
对他你如何？
What will you do with him?
从我得救开始
From the day that I was redeemed
这首小小的诗歌把耶稣基督的美丽印在我的心中
Through this particular hymn, it has imprinted in my heart the beauty of Jesus
我常常里面有这样的一个感觉对他你如何
And oftentimes I ask myself, what would I do with him?
这个曲调也是非常的美丽
And this music is beautiful, the melody is beautiful
我想可能很多朋友们你可能是头一次接触这个歌、
And perhaps some of you are hearing this for the very first time
我先把它唱一遍好不好
I will sing it to you first
我唱一遍然后呢请大家一起来唱、
So after I sing it and you sing it with me
请给一个音怜悯慈爱宽恕温柔又谦和为了罪人忍辱甘负十架
Difference.
小小的一首歌
It is a very short song.
把 亲爱的救主，描述很清楚。
But they describe our Savior so well.
他实在是怜悯慈爱的救主。
That he is a Savior so full of mercy and love.
虽然过了47年。
Even though 47 years has gone by.
每次想到他的恩典，想到他的怜悯。
Every time I think about his grace and his mercy.
我也常常会流泪。
I will continue to shed tears.
这个爱是一个不会改变的爱。
Because this love is a never-changing love.
今天早晨,
and this morning,
你有这个机会来到主的跟前,
you have this opportunity to come before the presence of our God.
亲爱的朋友们,
dear friends,
主是爱你的,
Jesus loves you.
好不好？我邀请大家一起来唱这个歌。
Shall we sing this all together?
我们大家一起唱，我们速度可以稍微快一点点。
And as we sing, we can sing it
faster. 我希望你记住它。
Please remember this song.
但愿今天早晨这首诗歌也进到你的心里。
And hopefully this song will enter into your heart this morning.
愿圣灵借这首歌把耶稣基督的形象，美丽的形象活化在你里面。
May the Holy Spirit through this song imprinting this beautiful image of Jesus in your heart.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing it together.
会唱的弟兄姊妹大声一点。怜悯慈爱宽恕，温柔又谦和，为了罪人忍辱，甘苦施加恩。
If we have an opportunity again, we shall sing it again.
现在我们要请诸位和我一同来读一点的圣经。
But as for now, we shall go over some passages in the Bible.
第一处圣经在希伯来书第十三章第八节。
The first passage is found in Hebrew chapter 13, verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel according to John chapter 4.
我们先从十三节读到十八节。
Verses 13-18.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我也不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的， 你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirst again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied.Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
第二十八节和二十九节
Verses 28 and 29.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
四十一节和四十二节
Verses 41 and 42.
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。便对妇人说现在我们信不是因为你的话是我们亲自听见了知道这真是救世主
And because of his words many were became believers They said to the woman We no longer believe just because of what you said Now we have heard for ourselves And we know that this man really is the savior of the world
在约翰福音第一章里面
In John chapter 1
那里记载一个小小的故事
It recorded a story
当主耶稣有一天行走的时候
When Jesus was walking one day
忽然有一个人呼喊说呢他就是神的羔羊除去世人罪孽
A man shouted out that Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
结果呢那个人的两个门徒呢就跟着主耶稣
And then the two disciples of that man followed Jesus
那么主耶稣回头就问了他们一句很重要的话
So Jesus turning around to ask them aCrucial question.
你们要什么?
He says, "What do you want?"
啊，就是你们在寻找什么?
What is it that you're looking for?
亲爱的朋友们,
dear friends,
昨天晚上我们和大家讲到,
last night as I shared with you,
人的一生。
That throughout our lifetimes,
从我们的出生开始一直到我们的死都在寻找
From the time of our birth to the time we die, we continue to search.
啊，人要寻找理想
We want to search for idealism.
人要寻找出路
We search for a way out.
今天早晨我们要告诉大家，人还在这里要寻找永恒
And then this morning I want to share with you that we are searching for eternity.
你知道现代的科技
You know that the, today's technology.
啊，他们一直盼望能够找出啊这个宇宙的这个来源
They want to find the origin of this universe
盼望找出为什么会有人
And they want to find out the origin of man
所以你知道人用了许多的智慧
You know that with all wisdom
用了许多的方法
With all means
几千年的历史过来了
And thousands of years passed
到今天我们还是不知道这个宇宙是怎么来的
To this day we do not know the origin of this universe
我们也不知道人是从哪里来的
Nor do we comprehend the origin of man
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends
人一直在这里还做寻找
You know man continued to search
许多人到了太空
Many went to the outer space
以为可以说找着这个宇宙的奥秘
They thought they could find the mystery of the universe.
但是我们发现花了无数的金钱和财力
But after all these resources and money,
结果呢，人就还是找不到这个原因。
They could not find the answer.
并且呢，我们不仅我们渴望能够知道这个宇宙的来源，知道人的来源。
Not only that we earnestly desire to know the origin of the universe and origin of man.
并且我们生活在这个世界中啊，有很多的难处。
That as we live in this world today, we have so many troubles.
光是一个病痛啊，就对我们就不知道有多少的。
And just the illness would bring much trouble and suffering to us. That today in the world of medicine, we see that so many money being invested. And they put all these wisdom of man. We want to find the origin of that particular bacteria. And to this day, many are without cure. I have a friend who was a doctor.
他说呢 我们医生所能做的很有限。
He said that we as a physician, what we can do are so limited.
也许到尤其到了今天这个时代，这个疑难杂症是越来越多。
Especially today, there are so many things we cannot solve.
很多的病根本就不知道从哪里来的。
That many illnesses we do not even know where it came from.
你看今天呢，有多少的大学的研究所，多少年轻的头脑投进在这个里面。
You know, so many young people invest their wisdom in this field.
希望找出这些病的原因。
And they want to find the origin of that bacteria or virus.
我昨天讲了，我的一个儿子在做研究。
And I talked about my son who was doing this similar
research. 他都不知道杀了多少老鼠。
He has killed so many rats.
那希望从里面呢找出一点点的这个因素，能够解救今天人类这个所谓的这个免疫上面的这个难处。
In an attempt to find a cure for people.
所以我们人呢在地上呢是不断的在寻找。
So we as a man are searching continually.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
这实在是我们生活中间的一个非常重要的一件事情。
And because that become a very important factor of our lives.
今天人生活在一个不安定的状态底下。
You know that we're living in instability.
尤其今天人呢生活在一个多变化的一种光景中间。
And it's an ever-changing world.
我们可以说哈，我们所生活的这个环境呢，包括的万物，包括我们的自己，天天都在改变。
You know that the universe and as well as us as an individual continue to change every single day.
我们可以说你眼睛所看见的，你头脑所能思想的东西，没有一样东西不改变。
We can almost say that everything that you're seeing with your eyes and every thought that you have continue to change.
千变万化。
And it's changing, ever changing.
从我们出生开始我们就在改变。
And from the time of our birth we begin our change.
这不仅是我们在生理上身体上面的一个改变。
And just not, it's not just a physiological change.
哎呀，环境上的改变非常的复杂，对不对？
And our environments change as well.
我们人都期望呢，能够越变越好。
And it is our desire that such transformation will bring a good result.
如果我们稍微的变得好一点，哎呀，我们里面就高兴得不得了。
And we will be happy if we have a good change.
有的人父母看他的孩子最近呢讲了两句诚实话，他就高兴得不得了。
And some parents will be even delighted in the kids telling two sentences of truth.
因为说谎话说惯了，说两句真话，他的父母真高兴，有改变了。
Because that particular child is so used to lying, so even speaking as in a truth is delightful.
这个变坏呢，都是我们很惧怕。
So we dread to change for the worse.
我曾经碰见一个妇人。
Once I encountered
a woman. 一个妈妈呢。
A mother.
她就跟我讲了。
And she told me,
她说我的小孩小时候是非常乖的。
She said, when my child was young, he was such a great child.
他现在怎么会变成这个样子的呢？
How could he change to be like that now?
那个变坏的孩子实在是给他带了很多苦恼。
You know that he has brought much trouble to the mother.
我想我们都怕这个孩子会变坏，对不对？
So we all dread of our children changing for the worse.
现在做父母的人这个压力很大。
You know that the parents of modern days have so much pressure.
整天看着孩子成长，提心吊胆的。
And every day they're in, and their heart is so troubled.
你不知道他哪天会变成一个什么样。
And as you see your children growing up, you don't know how they will change.
我们看见有些孩子们在成长的过程中明明很好的。
And with some child, as they're growing up, they were quite good.
忽然之间呢，哎呀，糟糕，变得这个不正常了。
But all of a sudden, they change for the worse.
所以在美国啊
And therefore in America,
有很多人讲你的孩子如果到了第12年级的时候
And many said that once your child reached 12th grade
也就高中最后一年的时候
Which is the last year of high school
你要特别的小心他
You need to be very careful pay close attention
因为按照统计来讲
Because according to statistics
这高中第12年的时候产生变化的孩子最多
That most children change in the last year of high school
太多的压力在他们的身上
Because they are encountering so much pressure
尤其我们中国人的父母望子成龙、啊、
Especially we Chinese parents wish the best for our children、
啊、有的孩子考试回来拿个 B 他都不满意
And they will not be satisfied with a B
非要拿 A 不可、啊、
They wanted him to receive a great A
结果有的孩子就给他 一压迫结果呢精神不正常
And some children will have schizophrenia because of that pressure.
结果到了后来什么也做不成。
And then lastly, they could not do even a normal thing.
啊，所以 我有一个朋友，他的孩子进这个大学之后
，So a friend of mine whose child went to college，
他知道他这个孩子是非常要强的。
He knew that this child has a very strong will。
哎呀，这个做父母的人比较开明。
And so this parent is very democratic。
就怕呢，这个压力压到他一个地步，他自己给自己压力，结果突然之间变成不好了。
They were afraid that this particular child giving himself too much pressure。
所以到了大学里面的时候啊
，So when he went to college，
有时候成绩拿到了这个 B 啊
，And sometimes when he received a B，
哦，他爸爸妈妈就哎呀，好啊好啊，你这个真是好的，够了。
And the parents would say， Oh， that was good enough。
因为什么呢？因为这个孩子自己拿到 B。他就很沮丧
because he himself is already very depressed with the
beat. 父母就变得一点的压力都不敢给他
so the pressure dare not to even add a little bit of pressure.
甚至有时候劝他说，哎呀，不要读书，出去玩。
So sometimes they would just tell him to go out and have some pleasure and not studying so hard.
当然，如果你有这样的孩子，你也会觉得很幸运，对不对
？Now maybe you would feel lucky if you have a child like that.
我们的小孩恐怕也都是天天坐在电脑上面在玩，你这叫他不要玩，要读书啊！你看这样的孩子，他要。
You know that most of the children will spend a lot of time on the computer games, but for kids like that who give themselves so much pressure, you would be afraid.
就是惧怕产生一种不正常的变化。
And fear brings in a change that's turning for the worse.
在我们的人的生活里面
And in our lives,
很可惜啊
And it's very pitiful.
变好的时候不太多。
You know, sometimes, most of the time, we do not change for better.
变坏的时候呢是太多
But it's more usual for us to change for the worse.
并且有的变化是不可抗拒的
And some change are almost inevitable.
所以因此在我们人生的这个变化中
And therefore in our transformation,
有的是渐变，有的是突变
There is a sudden change and there is also a gradual change.
不管你怎么样都在变
And no matter how you change, you're always changing.
有的是渐渐改变
And some are changing gradually.
当然我们这些称作什么自然变化
And we call this as a natural transformation.
从小到大慢慢地越变越老
And they would advance in age from infancy.
越变越衰败
And their body would corrupt.
越变越无用
And they become more and more useless.
当我们看见一个老先生或者一个老太太，我问他你几岁了？他说：“哦，我现在90岁了。”哎呀，我说恭喜你，真是有福气呀、啊。
And so when we see an elder who's in their 90s, we congratulate them because they're so blessed.
这个有福气呢，就是说你渐变，渐渐变化。
And because you're blessed to be changing so gradually and slowly.
哎呀，我们实在感觉人生啊，这个。过得非常的快
And we feel that life is really fleeting.
我给你们讲一件有趣的事情
You know, I want to tell you something very funny.
最近我的太太
And recently my wife
把我们呢从这个结婚以后的一直到现在的四个不同时期的照片放在一起
She put our pictures from different decades, four decades together since our marriage.
如果你们到我家看过我那个结婚照片
If you gone to my house and saw my wedding picture,
他们再看看我都不敢相信
And then you would not believe your eyes when you look at me now.
哇，年轻的时候这么好看
Oh, I was quite handsome when I was young.
所以这个四个不同时期的照片放在一起啊
So when she put all these four pictures of different stages together.
有一天我站在一看，哇，四代同堂啊
So I thought, well, I thought it was four generations together.
这个结婚时候照片像孙子一样
And I look like a grandson at my wedding.
然后呢，过了几年所照的，这个像儿子媳妇啊。
And in the years past, I looked like a son in his age.
最前面一个就是现在的。
And now at the most current stage.
人生一直在变化。
You know that we continue to change.
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends,
并且这个变化呢是没有人可以阻挡的
And no one can ever put a stop to this change
也没有办法把它逆转过来
And nor can you make it go backwards
现在的医学呢
You know that the medicine today
有时候可以延长你一点点的生命
Is able to extend your life sometimes
但是呢没有办法使这个变化停止
But no one can ever put a stop to that change, to life transformation.
我们知道在美国有很多的这些医学机构他们研究这个人为什么会老化
You know that many medical organizations are trying to do a research of why do we age.
他们就希望呢能够一天找出一点点的这个方法呢能使人这个老化呢变得减缓啊
in an attempt to find a mean to stop or to slow our aging process.
这样的话，人就可以活得更长一点。
So that we can live even longer.
但是我们晓得，直到今天，哎，找不出什么好的方法。
But we all know there's no good solution to that yet.
我听过一个医生呢，也是告诉我们一件很有趣的事情。
I've heard a doctor who told me this once.
他们也是用老鼠做研究。
And they were also doing the research with rats.
所以这个老鼠碰到人呢，也倒霉了。
So rats are very pitiful when they come when they met man.
当然，你家里面来了老鼠，你也不高兴啊，对不对
？Of course, when you have rats in your house, you will not be very happy.
人呢都用老鼠做研究啊。
So we always do research with rats.
他们就想了一个老老鼠啊。
And so they thought an old age rat.
那么它的机能开始衰败了。
And then it is aging.
那么这个小老鼠刚出来的时候，这个机能还很强健。
And this young rat is still very strong.
他们就把这两个老鼠啊，把它弄在一起。
So they put the old rat and the young rats together.
然后把他们的血管呢粘在一起。
And to connect their blood vessels together.
所以这个年轻老鼠的血会流到这个老鼠的血里面。
So the blood from this young rat will flow to that of the old.
然后这个老鼠的血呢会流到这个年轻的这个老鼠的血里面。
And the blood of the old rat will flow to that of the younger one.
他们就想想看哈，会不会呢？因为这个年轻的老鼠的血进到这个老鼠里面，就使它这个老化了，开始减缓。
So they thought that as the older rat received this younger blood, perhaps it would slow down its aging process.
结果做了很长的时间。
So they took some time to do that research.
这个老鼠还是老老鼠，小老鼠还是小老鼠。
And this young rats continue to be young, and the old rats continue to age.
你没有办法用任何的方法来做逆转的工作。
There's no way you can reverse that process.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我们人活在这个地上。
You know, as we're living in this world today，
这是一种不可避免的一种变化。
It is an inevitable process.
人人都在这个变化的光景中。
Everybody is locked in that process.
今天我们看见十几岁的孩子。
Now today, as we look at the teenager，
哎呀，真是好看。
And we thought they're so cute and handsome.
啊，你能不能说他现在这个样最好看的是把他留在这个时候不要动了。
Can you just frame it like that? It will never change.
啊，我想我们都年轻过，很多人呐。
You know, we were all young once.
啊，我们年轻时候也很好看。
And we were handsome and good looking when we were young.
所以你们这些年轻人呢，先不要去嘲笑你们的公公婆婆说，哎呦，你怎么这么老，这么丑啊
？So young people do not make fun of your older folks.
他年轻时候也漂亮过的。
You know, they were quite good looking once.
有一天你也会这个样子。
Because one day you would just become like them.
这是一个不可避免的一种的变化。
Because this is an inevitable process.
人人都活在这个变化的情况。
Everybody's going through that process.
时间是不会等你的。
And time will never wait for you.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我们活在这一种自然所谓自然变化当中。
As we living in this natural transformation.
所以有很多人呢就觉得很悲哀。
Maybe people thought it is just so dreadful.
但是你有什么办法呢
？But what can you do?
你没有任何的办法。
You have no way.
我们只是说在这个自然的变化里面如果我们能把很多东西维系得好能够活得长一点这个就算是幸福了
And our best attempt at blessing is to happiness is to maintain as well as we can
更可怕的是一种的突变
But what's more dreadful is mutation
是一种不可预料的一种的改变
It is unexpected change
看见我们的身体上常常会产生这种不可预料的改变
You know that in our physical body sometimes we see such mutation
产生突变
and it's a mutation
产生一种的病变
it is a sudden change for the worse
你不要以为这个老年人才有啊
you don't think that only old people have
年轻人照样有啊
young ones also
好多年以前
many years ago
我碰见一个年轻人好壮啊身体壮得不得了
I met a young man who was very strong
那么从旧金山跑到我们这里来这个治疗血癌
and he came from San Francisco to Seattle to find a cure for his leukemia
我去看他
So I went to see him.
哎呀，我看他这么壮，身体这么壮。
And I saw him as such a strong, big-built body.
但是他得了一个不能治疗的病。
Yet he had an incurable disease.
有一天他就问医生。
So one day he asked the doctor.
为什么我会得这个病
？Why is it that I have leukemia?
那医生给他讲什么呢
？And you know what the doctor said?
It hits you.
Because it just hit you.
啊、yeah.。就是说你碰上了
and it just hit you
没什么理由可说的
there's no reason you can no cause
所以亲爱的朋友们
so friends
当他觉得人生正在辉煌的这个时期
You know, when he is at his pinnacle of his life,
他对他自己的前途还有非常美好憧憬的时候,
and he was dreaming about his bright future,
忽然之间身体开始变化,
all of a sudden his body is changing,
不到两年他就过去了,
and he passed away within 2 years.
亲爱的朋友, 我们都怕这个, 对不对?
Dear friends, we all dread of it, don't we?
啊但是你也不知道哪一天会有什么变化。
But you never know when such change will come.
我也不知道哪天会有什么变化。
Nor do I know for myself.
按照医学上面的说法，我们每个人里面都有癌细胞的。
According to medical reports, we all have some cancer cells within us.
哪天这个控制不好，它发作了，你就被被它打倒了。
And once it becomes a cancer, then you're defeated.
我们不仅有身体的病变的这种的恐惧。
Not only with dread of our physical mutation.
还有这种性情上面的一种的改变。
And also the sudden change within our emotions.
有的人呢，在这个生长的过程中，突然之间这个情绪失控啊。
And sometimes a person will have a mental breakdown.
脾气改变。
And their temperament can change.
性格改变。
Their personality change.
这都不是你所能预料的东西。
It's not something that you can expect.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
我们生活在这样一个环境的里面。
That as we're living in such environment.
有多少的这种的变化在里面。
You know how many changes there are?
有很多的家庭。
You know, when you look at family.
刚刚结婚的时候。
When they're newlyweds.
哇，真是人人称赞。看这个真是郎才女貌啊。
They're envied by all.
多么美好的一个婚姻啊。
And they seem to be such a wonderful marriage.
走不到几天就改变。
A few days later, it began to change.
现在这个时代啊，这个人离婚之快啊。
You know that nowadays the speed, the rate of their divorce.
哇，有的人结婚24小时就离婚了。
And some is within 24 hours of wedding.
当然，这个在西方人中间比较多。
But you know, it's more common in the Western world.
那么中国人中间有没有呢？
But is it common within Chinese?
我有一个弟兄告诉我，他有两个很好的要好的同学。
And a brother told me that he has two very good friends.
两个都在美国最好的那个 Stanford 大学读书的。
And both of them are studying Stanford University.
他们结婚之后，婚姻维持多久？只维持一个礼拜。
You know their marriages only last for 1 week.
在我们想还在 honeymoon 呢。
And to us, we thought they were still in honeymoon.
他就离婚了。
And yet they divorced.
哎呀。你难以想象怎么会有这样的一个情况呢
？You cannot even comprehend it. How can it be so?
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我们没有一个人能够说自己明天是如何的。
Not one of us can say tomorrow we shall be like this.
因为我们生活在一个变化的光景中。
Because we're living in ever-changing world.
如果你很幸运
，If you're very blessed，
那么你在一种自然的变化里面没有碰见过什么难处。
If you're lucky, you never encounter problems in a natural transformation.
但是你也在改变。
Yet still you're changing.
如果你不信的话呢
？And if you don't believe，
你碰见了某一种情况产生这种突变，更是。带来极大的痛苦。
And you will be greatly troubled when there is a sudden change.
今天我们也生活在一个环境变化的一种光景中。
So we're living in this ever-changing environment.
哇，有的时候地震。
And just like earthquakes,
你没有办法预料的。
You cannot expect it.
直到今天，科学家也不能够预先告诉你什么时候地震。
Even to this day, the scientists cannot tell you exactly what moment there will be a quake.
一个大地震来。
And when a big earthquake hits,
成千上万的人就丧命。
And thousands of people will lose their lives.
所以我们不要说我们哎呀在西雅图大概不会有地震。
So do not say take comfort that you're in Seattle and there's no earthquake in Seattle.
没有人能够预料的。
Because no one can detect it.
我们多么怕这种突然的一种变化。
How much we dread of this sudden change.
你看前年在这个东南亚发生的海啸的事情。
Just like a couple of years ago, the tsunami.
我曾经去过新加坡啊。
I've been to Singapore once.
那么有教会的弟兄们就带我到海边去看。
And so brothers took me to the beach.
哇，在海边看的时候，那个海水之漂亮。
And you can see the beach was just beautiful.
你难以想象这个海水会杀人。
And you can never imagine such a wave can kill people.
但是我们晓得一个大海啸来了之后呢
，But we know
二三十万人就不见了。
But we know that when the tsunami hit, 200,000 people died.
那些人正在海边上面正在喝酒正在那跳舞正在那快乐的时候一下子间就没有了。
And they were being taken away while they were being drinking, eating and be merry.
马上那个欢乐的那个美丽的局面就变成悲惨的。
All of a sudden, a happy hour becomes a tragedy.
变成一个残酷的一个局面。
It becomes an hour of tragedy.
朋友们。
and different.
你想那些去那里的人，他有想到吗？
And do you think those tourists ever anticipated this?
可能跟我们是一样，对不对？
Perhaps they're just like us.
对啊，是度假去的。
And we were just on vacation.
在做生意去的，在那里生活的。
And we're all living
there. 环境突然起变化。
All of a sudden, their environment changed.
啊，我们没有想到在美国啊。
And we never think that in America.
你看去年所产生的这个大风暴。
Just like Katrina.
啊，这 Katrina 怎么一来，整个 New Orleans 的城市都快没有了。
And it just is swallowed up New Orleans.
这个对美国人来讲是很大的一个震惊，难以想象，对不对
？You know that's a great shock to Americans.
谁知道下面这个世界还会产生什么样的变化呢
？Who can ever anticipate any change that comes in this world？
我们生活的环境是可靠的吗
？Is our environment ever trustworthy？
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends。
人生在地上
you know that as you're living in this world,
不仅有这种所谓的渐渐的变化
not only you going through a process of change
更可怕是有这些突变
it is gradual and sometimes the sudden ones
当有的人突然变好了那我们也很高兴对不对
of course if you change suddenly for the better it will happen
再说这种情况是很少
yet that is very rare
并且呢
and what's
不管是渐变是突变
Whether it be a slow change, gradual change or sudden mutation
圣经有一句话很有趣
The Bible has a verse that is very interesting
不是有趣是可怕的
It is very, actually very dreadful
我们人人都与死亡有约
That we are, all have a date with death
我想这个呢在我们的今天正常的这个常识里面我们都知道人会死的
You know that according to our common sense we all know that we're going to die one day
也许我们觉得这个遥远就是感觉上遥远就是
But perhaps it seems so distant to us
但是不晓得什么时候你跟这个死亡所约定的时候就来到了
But you never know when that date with death comes
当那个死亡一临到的时候
And when death comes
我们看见所有一切美好的事物通通结束
And all the things that were even beautiful ended
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
生有时死有时
There's time for life, there's time for death
一定有个时间
And there's always a timing
个人不一样
Everybody's different.
有早有晚
And some early, some later.
几年以前我父母过世
Years ago, my parents passed away.
我们把它葬在这里一个很好的一个坟场里面
We buried them in a very beautiful cemetery nearby.
我的父母都是高寿过去的
And they lived to a very old age.
我的母亲将近90岁
My mother was almost 90.
我的父亲将近96岁
And my father was almost 96.
这个在人来讲的话都觉得很有福气了
So humanly speaking, they were very lucky and blessed.
哪里晓得有一天我去看我母亲在那个坟地的时候呢
But a little to my expectation when I went to see her cemetery lot
她旁边又多了一个新的坟
And then there is a newly buried site right beside hers
我过去一看呢
And then as I look at the tombstone It was a young man
才25岁
He was only 25 years old
她的照片还弄在上面
And I could see his picture
看起来是一个很强壮的一个年轻人
It seemed to be a very strong young man
只有25岁
Only 25 years old
躺在我妈妈旁边
Yet he is lying right next to my mother
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends
人人都与死亡有约
Every one of us has a date with death
你不知道什么时候会到
It's just that you don't know when
我到那个坟场里面有时候我喜欢去走走看看这个人几岁死那个人几岁死的
You know I like to look at the tombstones when I go to cemetery the date of the death
哎呀出乎我这个意料之外的
You know to my out of my expectation
这个七八十岁以上的人很少啊
There are very few who are above 70 or 80.
那个五六十岁的人啊，这个这些人很多。
But they're much, but the majority is in their midlives.
啊，如果你不相信
，If you don't believe，
你今天散了会去走走。
You should go take a walk in cemetery today after meeting.
哎，去走走对你有好处的。
And it actually will do you good.
会增加你人生的智慧。
It will increase your wisdom.
会告诉你你要珍惜你在地上的日子。
It will tell you that you will treasure your time on earth.
在这样的一个变化的里面。
That through this process of transformation.
那个终结到最后的终点是个死亡。
That the end of such process is but death.
所以你知道人呢有的时候不能想这些东西的。
So you know we as human cannot even ponder these things.
你想这些东西你就人生觉得很绝望。
Because once you think about these things you become hopeless.
但是我昨天讲到人是有大脑的
But yesterday I talked about that we have
人的脑子跟动物不一样
Our brain is different than that of the animals
因为我们有智慧
Because we have wisdom
我们有丰富的思想
Our thought process are complex
所以我们无可避免的会想到人生的问题
So inevitably we think about the issues of life
所以这个世界上越聪明越有智慧的人
对于死亡所产生的这个畏惧越大。
So the wiser man will have a greater dread of death.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，Therefore, dear friends,
我们人生活在一个变化的环境中。
We're living in an environment that's ever changing.
所以，人的智慧啊，告诉我们，他要寻找一个能够永恒、能够不变的一个定点。
And therefore, the wisdom of man drives us to search for eternity that is never changed.
但这个有可能吗？
Is that possible?
科学告诉你不可能。
Science tells you no.
很多的宗教只能给人一种幻觉。
And many religion can only give you illusions.
朋友们，
Dear friends,
在这个变化当中，
that in this process of changing,
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells us,
只有耶稣基督，
only Jesus Christ,
是昨日今日一直到永远不改变。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
人是有出路的。
Yes, there is a way out for us.
这个出路那是集中在救主的身上。
And this way out is focused on the Savior.
在约翰福音第四章里面，
In the Gospel according to John chapter 4,
记载了一个可怜的撒玛利亚妇人。
And recorded a very pitiful Samaritan woman.
你看她一生的婚姻都不顺利。
You know that she did not have a very good marriage life.
她有了五个丈夫。
She had five husbands.
甚至个第六个还不是她的。
And the sixth one she's now having is not even hers.
你看这过的是什么样的生活？
Can you imagine her life?
但是我们的神，
Lord,
我们的主实在是怜悯的主。
Our Lord is so full of mercy.
真的是怜悯、慈爱、宽恕、温柔又忍耐。
And He is so full of mercy, grace, and love and patience.
所以主来寻找他。
And therefore our Lord came to seek him.
在什么情况中寻找他的呢？
You know when and in what kind of circumstances the Lord went to meet her.
主耶稣基督啊，他要路过一个撒玛利亚的村庄。
And Jesus was about to pass a Samaritan village.
正在正午的时候啊。
It was in the noon sun.
去过巴勒斯坦地的人都晓得，以色列地人都晓得。
If you ever been to Palestine,
那是旷野的地方。
Palestine, you know.
这个午阵的时候，那个太阳高照啊，那是人受不了的。
It is a wilderness, and during the noontime, the sun is just scorching.
所以主耶稣就经过那么一个村庄。
And so Jesus passed by that village.
那里呢有一口井叫做雅各井。
And there was a Jacob well.
在这种干旱无水的地方，这个井是个宝贝，水是很宝贵的。
You know that water became a very precious resource in such a desert.
那么门徒们呢去买东西去了。
And Jesus' disciple went to get some food.
主耶稣就一个人坐在井那里。
And Jesus was sitting by the well.
主的心里非常清楚。
And he knew it very well.
有一个人他活在悲惨的生活中，他需要帮助。
And that there is a woman who is living in such a pitiful condition, she needed help.
所以主在这个凉天底下在那里等着他。
So under the scorching sun, the Lord is waiting for her.
结果呢，他就远远看着这个妇人拎着水桶来了。
And he saw her coming from a distance.
他就对这个妇人说，请你给我点水喝。
And he said to her, please give me some water.
因为那个井很深的，你没有器具是打不到水的。
Because without any tools, he cannot get any water from the well.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人呢觉得很奇怪啊。
So this Samaritan woman was bewildered.
因为呢他们犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是不来往的。
Because the Jews did not communicate with the Samaritans.
他说你这个犹太人为什么问我要水喝呢？
And so she said that since you're a Jew, how can you ask me for water?
结果主就对他讲了几句奇妙的话。
And the Lord said something very marvelous to her.
主说我有活水。
He says that I have a living water.
如果早早求我的话，我就把活水给你了。
If he asked me long ago, I would give you this water.
这个妇人说，你也没有器具，你哪里来这么活水呢？
And she thought you didn't have any tools, how can you get water?
所以他就跟这个妇人有一段的谈论。
So they carry on the conversation.
这个妇人受感动了。
And the woman was touched.
她说，主啊，求你把这个活水给我。
She says, Lord, please give me this living water.
免得我从这么远来打水。
So I do not have to come all this way.
主就点明她的难处，主说，你去把你的丈夫叫来。
So the Lord pointed out her mistakes that you bring to your husbands.
这个妇人说，我没有丈夫。
And she said, I have no husband.
主说，你说你没有丈夫是对的。
And the Lord said, what you said was true.
因为你有了五个丈夫。
Because you have had five husbands.
现在这个还不是你的丈夫。
The one now you have is not even yours.
你知道这个妇人为什么日正
当中的时候出来打水呢？
Do you know why this woman comes out to get water in the noontime?
因为她这个婚姻的这种光景叫她觉得很羞耻。
Because she was so embarrassed by her marriages.
她没有办法像正常的妇女，因为那一代地方人正常的妇女，要不然早晨太阳没出来的时候，要不然就太阳下山的时候去打水。
Because any other women would come before sunset or before dawn.
她怕见到这些人。
But she was afraid to see these women.
所以她可以是活在黑暗的里面。
So she was living in darkness.
她活在一种羞耻的生活里面。
She lived in such embarrassment and shame.
亲爱的朋友们
and friends.
这个是她从年轻时候就愿意的吗？
And was that the life that she willed?
我想在她少女的时代她也很憧憬将来能够嫁一个好丈夫对吧
I believe that when she was young she dreamed about having a good husband.
虽然不一定是白马王子
May not be handsome prince or charming
prince. 但至少呢要一个嫁一个对我好的人
But at least will be someone who loves me and cherish me.
有哪一个少女你还没结婚你就想将来要嫁五个丈夫的呢
Any young lady willed that they would marry five husbands?
我们这里年轻的孩子们你有人有这样想法吗？我将来立志嫁五个丈夫。
Any young lady, do you ever willed and determined to marry five husbands?
没有人会有这种想法的，对不对
？I don't think anybody will will that.
她年轻时候，她心里面是希望说能够嫁给一个好的丈夫。
You know, when she was young, she wished to marry a good husband.
哪里晓得第一次的婚姻就失败了。
And then she didn't realize that her first marriage.
然后来第二次又失败。
And second marriage.
第三次又失败。
And third one failed.
直到了第五次还是不行。
And the fifth one failed as well.
她里面真是。一种的不满足
and she is so filled with dissatisfaction
人生真是不如意
that her life is just so pitiful
她的生活是什么
you know what was her life
就是越变越差对不对
it was changing for the worse
越来越不好了
it is changing for the worse
差到一个地步啊
and it's worse to a point
她没有脸能够见人
she did not have any face to see anyone else
在人类的这个可怜的道德的 眼光底下都不能容忍她的
That no one is able to withstand her according to their moral standards.
她没有办法在人的跟前站得住脚。
She could not stand before others.
啊，你就是现代人来讲。
You know, even to our modern world.
现代人呢，有很多人真的没有这么大羞耻，不在乎。
And most do not care or have such a sense of shame.
你看有的电影明星呢，嫁了七八个丈夫啊，还是这个不在乎。
You know, some celebrities doesn't care whether they marry seven or eight husbands.
你可以不在乎。
It's true that you may not care.
但是你良心的感觉告诉你是可耻的。
But your conscience would tell you it's shameful.
是不是这样呢
？Isn't it true?
所以这个妇人。
So this woman.
在一种完全没有盼望的一种情况里。
That in her hopeless condition.
你想她在这样的情形，她想她人生还有盼望吗
？And do you think she has any hope? Anticipate any hope in such condition?
她心里想，只要谁要我，我就嫁给他了。
Maybe she would think whoever wants me, I'll just marry him.
结果呢，你这个离了五次婚的人，也没有人要你，对不对
？And then because she was divorced or five times.
所以她现在第六个还不是她的丈夫嘞。
So the sixth man that she has not even hers.
你看看她活在一种完全没有盼望的光景。
Can you see the hopeless condition that she was living in?
完全无助的情况底下。
She was helpless.
一点的前途都没有。
And she has no future.
她想我这一生就是悲悲惨惨的，反正就这么就过去就算了。
She thought that would be the end of my life.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我们真是没有想到啊。
But out of expectation, and out of her expectation,
造物的主
that this God who created her
会在雅各井旁等她。
Was meeting her at the Jacob well.
主知道她的困苦。
Because the Lord knew about her suffering.
主知道她里面所有的遭遇。
The Lord knew about what she has gone through.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
我们蒙恩得救。
You know that we receive God's grace to be the Christian.
我们有一个深处很深的一个感恩。
That we have such a deep thanksgiving.
就是我们知道主怜悯我们。
That we knew it is God's mercy.
主是多么知道我们里面的情况。
Because God knew us so well.
所以神来寻找人。
For God sought man.
这是圣经的福音。
It is the gospel according to the Bible.
耶稣基督为什么要道成肉身来到地上？
You know why Jesus became the flesh?
他不仅是来寻找我们。
Not only he came to seek us.
他让我们很容易能够寻找到他。
It was easy for us to seek him.
如果神是高高在天，
if he is high up in heaven,
他虽然怜悯我们，
even though he had mercy,
那么我们要找他也不大容易。
It would be difficult for us to find him.
所以神就来到人的中间。
Therefore God came upon him.
这就是耶稣基督神的儿子道成肉身。来到地上的原因
and that is the very reason of him incarnated
感谢神
and we thank the Lord
神是无限的怜悯
and he has boundless mercy
深深知道我们里面的光景
because he knew about our conditions
所以他来遇见这个可怜的妇人
so he came to meet that woman
这是圣经中记载的，真是一个美丽的故事。
And that was such a beautiful story recorded in the Bible.
啊，你看见一个人活在这么一个可怕的一种堕落的情况底下。
And you see a woman living in such a dreadful condition and fallen state.
圣洁荣耀的主。
And yet this holy and glorious God
在那里等她。
Was waiting for her.
并且把恩典带到她身上。
And to impart to her His grace.
因着这个撒玛利亚的妇人遇见了主。
And because of the Samaritan woman who had met God.
你看见在她生命中一个多大的转变。
And you see such a sudden and great transformation.
就在那一刹那之间。
That all of a sudden.
主的生命进到她里面。
The life of God entered into her.
主的救恩进到她里面。
The salvation of God entered into her.
结果她就把那个水罐子丢掉了。
So she threw away her bucket.
欢喜得不得了，就跑回她的村子里面去。
And she ran back to a village with such joy.
大喊大叫。
And she was shouting.
你们出来看呐、啊！你们出来看呐、啊、
！And she says, "You guys come out."
啊，我想平常啊，人家看见这样的妇人，大家恐怕都这么躲开就过去了。
And I think the son would just kind of turn away from her.
谁愿意理他这么一个人呢
？Who would ever want to listen to her?
每个人看见她的时候，可能那个脸上都是鄙视的眼睛。
Because they would all look at her at a despise with a despise.
忽然听她在大马路上在大喊叫出来看出来看。
And as they listened to her shouting, "Come out and see."
哇、哦，他们想这个人发神经病了、啊。
They thought she must be mad.
大家就出来。
So they went out.
出来之后怎么样？她就大声的喊。
You know, and then she began to shout.
她说：“你一个人呢，把我素来素的情况，通通把我这个显明出来了。”
And she said that there's one person who told me everything I ever did.
亲爱的朋友们
，And dear friends.
就一个人，当真正遇见主的时候
，Only when a person who's truly met the Lord.
他才会把他个人的失败的光景呢。没有羞耻的可以展示的。
And she can be so transparently telling you all her wrongdoings.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
这个撒玛利亚的妇人
，This Samaritan woman，
现在呢，她里面充满了主的光。
And she was so filled with the light of God.
所以她敢于面对所有的人。
So she had the courage to face all.
主的救恩临到她身上。
Because the salvation of God has come upon her.
在西方有一个传道人也是这样。
That there is a preacher in the Western world.
在她没有信主之前呢
，Before she was redeemed.
她也做了很多坏事情。
She has done so many dreadful deeds.
那后来呢？遇见主，她转变了。
So and but yet he changed after he met the Lord. He became a preacher.
有一天他在讲台上这个讲道的时候啊。
And one day as he was preaching on the pulpit.
忽然人家从底下递上来一张条子。
And there is one who passed a note to him.
这个条子呢是一个认识他的人写的。
The note was given to him by was written by someone
who knew him. 就说你从前呢犯这个罪犯那个罪犯那个罪从这。
The note said that you have committed this sin and this crime and this crime.
你还敢站在讲台上面传福音啊
？And you dare to stand on the pulpit and preach?
弟兄姊妹们，这个传道人拿到这一张东西。
And dear friends, when he got this note,
他站在讲台上就流泪。
And he began to shed tears on the pulpit.
他说今天。
He says that today,
有个人把我过去所有一切犯的错误统统摆在这里。
A person has wrote down everything I ever done wrong.
他说我向你们承认，这都是真的。
He said I confess to you all that all these are true. That's exactly what I did.
今天主救了我。
It was in the past, but today God saved me and He forgave me.
所以你看见他很坦然的能把他的错能向众人那么敞开。
So with such transparency and boldness, He opened up Himself.
所以这个撒玛利亚的妇人也是一样。
And it was so with the Samaritan woman.
结果他这么一叫啊，哦，全村人都出来了，他觉得很奇怪啊。
And because of her shout, all the villager came out.
他们出来之后就到了主耶稣这里。
And they all went to Jesus.
结果一听了主的话之后呢
？And after having to hear what Jesus said.
结果你看见全村人很多人就信主了。
And many have come to believe in the Lord.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
这个妇人
，That this particular woman，
这个犯罪的妇人
，This sinful woman，
她遇见了主。
She has met the Lord.
她得着主给她的安息。
She had received the peace from God.
得着主给她的这个满足。
And the satisfaction from God.
主给她里面有一个安定的感觉。
And God gave him such stability and sense of security.
主也使她人生有了一个把握。
And gave her an assurance of life.
这个叫做什么
？You know what it's called?
这个叫做永恒的定点。
That is the eternity.
这个叫做永恒。
That is eternity.
只有你当你碰见这个永恒的时候
，And when you see this focal point of eternity,
你里面就会安定
，You will have sense of security.
你里面就会有把握
，You will have assurance.
你里面就会安息
，You will have rest.
你里面就会有满足
，You will have satisfaction.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
我们知道 所有信主的人。
You know that all who believe in the Lord.
当我们真正的碰见了主的自己。
And when we encounter the Lord.
我们的里面有了这么一个永恒的东西。
And when we receive such eternity in our heart.
我们就再也无惧人生的这种改变。
No longer will we be dread and afraid of change.No matter how it changes,
不管是渐变也好，突变也好，
whether it be gradual change or sudden mutation,
对我们来讲，我们都能忍受。
To us, we can bear them.
亲爱的朋友们，
you know, friends,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How important that is.
所以对于今天我们生活在这世界上的人，
that to us who are still living in this world,
圣经有一个很重要的提醒。
The Bible has a very good reminder.
这个世界只不过是我们临时暂时的一个居所。
That this world is but our temporal dwelling place.
有一天我们都要离开这里的。
Because one day we shall leave this dwelling place.
在我的眼前。
That before me,
我能记忆的，
what I can remember,
有很多亲朋好友都已经消失了。
Many of my good friends and relatives has gone already.
啊，亲爱的朋友们，我们人在这个世界中只不过是暂时的居所。
Friends, you are but living in this world temporarily.
所以圣经称我们为寄居的，为客旅。
And therefore, the Bible tells us we're aliens and pilgrims.
只有你摸到那个永恒的定点。
Only when you touch the focal point of eternity.
亲爱的朋友们，你才能够真正领会什么叫做寄居的叫客旅。
Then you can understand what is to be alien and pilgrim.
啊，我们什么时候走都无所谓嘛，对不对？不是我们的家。
Since this is not our home, doesn't matter where
we live. 所以你看，很多基督徒离开这个世界的时候，他心里非常的平安。
So you see many Christians departing this world with such peace.
因为他回家了。
Because he's returning home.
就像我们出去旅行一样，对不对？
Just like we're going vacation.
啊，像我们去年我们到了欧洲，哦，这个很好看。
And we went to Europe last year.
但是我心里很清楚，等会我就走了。
And that was beautiful, but to me, I knew I'm going to be going pretty soon.
所以这些东西对我来讲没什么留恋。
So to me, it's nothing
不需要去 keep 或者是
that I need not to hold on to it.
当然，我们基督徒在地上。
But to us as Christians,
有时候亲人离开了，
you know, sometimes as our relatives depart,
我们的心里也会难过。
Our hearts would be saddened.
但对基督徒来讲。
But to us Christians,
有分手的难过，
that we have this grief of separation,
没有永别的痛苦，
but we don't have this pain of eternal separation,
因为我们有永恒，
because we have eternity,
我们从主耶稣基督得的永恒，
and we receive the eternity from Jesus,
所以我们在世上可以坦然无惧的度日，
therefore we can live this world with boldness,
亲爱的朋友们，
and friends,
我实在感觉哈，我们人在地上是很有限。
And we really feel that our life is so fleeting.
若是我们不能抓住这个机会，
if we do not grab hold of this opportunity,
这对我们来讲实在是很可惜的一件事情。
To us, it will be a great loss.
我永远不会忘记。
I can never forget.
那十多年以前。
That some years ago.
在温哥华，我碰见的一个年轻人。
I encountered a brother in Vancouver.
其实那个时候我也很年轻啊。
I was quite young as well.
他呢？是一个年轻的学者。
He was a young scholar.
大概40岁刚出头这样。
Perhaps in his early 40s.
在加拿大的一个大学里面的当教授。
He was a professor in a university in Vancouver.
他常常被请到中国大陆去讲学。
He was invited many times to as a speaker, guest speaker in China.
是一个非常自负、非常有自信的一个年轻人。
And he was a young man with such confidence.
很年轻就拿到博士学位。
And he received his PhD at a very young age.
在他的本行里面，他是做的相当的这个有成就。
And he was an expert in what he does.
那么他的岳父岳母呢是很好的基督徒。
And his parents-in-law are very good Christians.
所以他们就很希望呢，我有机会能够传福音给他。
So they desired that I would preach the gospel to him.
其实那个时候我们两个年龄差不多啊。
You know, at that time we were pretty close in age.
所以有一次正好他从中国回来，路过温哥华。
So once he came back to Vancouver from China.
在他岳父岳母家里。
And he was residing his parents-in-law's house. So I went to them.
你知道他所娶的妻子呢是个医生。
And he married a physician.
然后呢又有一个十岁大的左右的孩子。
And he had a 10-year-old son.
这个家庭呢是叫人很羡慕。
And it was such a family envy.
也觉得非常的美满。
And you thought that they're wonderful family.
那么这个年轻的教授呢，看起来也很健壮。
And this young professor looked very healthy and strong.
所以那天我记得我们坐在他岳父岳母的客厅里面。
So I remember that day as I sat in their living room.
他有他年轻人的自负，但是他也不是很骄傲啊。
And he had his ambition, but he was not too proud.
那么我就在那里 把主的福音传给他。
And then right then and there, I preached the gospel to him.
我就从我们的经验，从主的话语这样，我就很恳切的跟他讲。
And so with such a sincerity, I told him from the word of God and from my own experience.
他的态度也很好。
And he had a good attitude.
他一点都不波变。
And he did not argue with me.
我在讲，他一直点头。
And he was nodding his head as I was talking to him.
但是我心里很清楚。
But I knew it very clearly.
他这个点头是什么意思呢？
You know why he was nodding his head? It was just being out of politeness.
你讲了我也不能不承认，只好点头。
And because I have to, you know, can't do anything else but nodding my head.
意思说你讲的都对。
And what he meant is what you said is true, is right.
我就是不信。
But I'm just not willing to believe.
因为我碰到那个灵的，碰那个感觉就这样，他就这样。
Because I can tell his spirit it was very strong.
他不像很多年轻人，他跟你辩论，他是不辩论的。
And he was not like many other young men who were arguing.
非常有学者的风度。
He has this attitude, manners, a scholar.
他一定要听我讲。
And he was listening to me.
哎，我讲到了，我讲不下去，我停下来。
And after I could not say anymore, I stopped.
然后他就握我手，谢谢你。
And he shook my hand and said, "Thank you, thank you."
啊，我们就分开了。
And we departed.
所以我那天从他家里出来，我心里面也很憋啊，觉得哎呀，这个好像讲了半天，他也不受感动。
Anyway, I felt very bad after I leaving his house because he was not moved by what I said.
哪里晓得，只不过过了一年。
But out of our expectation, within a year.
第二年的九月。
And the September of next year.
我还记得很清楚。
I remember so clearly.
有一个姊妹跑来跟我讲。
A sister came to me and told me.
她说你知道吗？
He says, "Do you know?"
那个老弟兄的女婿死了。
That the young son-in-law of that brother died.
就这个年轻的学者死了。
It, which is that young scholar? He died.
我就非常吃惊啊。
And I was in great shock.
哎呀，我那天呢，真的是被震住了。
And I was in such a shock.
啊，我心里觉得非常的难过。
And I was such overcome with grief.
这么优秀的一个年轻人。
And this wonderful young man.
有这么好的前途的一个人。
Has such a bright future.
怎么会忽然死掉了呢？
How come he died all of a sudden?
后来我就问他的岳父岳母，这到底怎么回事情？
So I asked his parents-in-law, what happened?
岳父岳母流着泪告诉我。
And with tears they told me.
他说他从这里回去之后
He said after he departed from he left Vancouver.
那么因为他有个习惯呢，每天早上出去这个去锻炼身体，这个 jogging.
Because he had habit of exercising jogging in the morning.
所以那天有天早晨起来就去跑步。
So one morning he woke up and jogged.
结果呢，跑着忽然发现这个腰这个地方呢很疼痛。
But all of a sudden he felt a sharp pain in his lower back.
所以他就回来了。
And so he came back home.
他的太太是医生啊。
And because her wife was a physician.
所以立刻就把他拉到医院里面去。
And took him right away to the hospital.
结果一检查。
And then after some checkup.
是末期的肝癌。
It was the end stage liver cancer.
呀，他的太太就召集了医生里面，医院里面所有好的医生大家一同会诊。
So she gathered all the best doctors in the hospital.
所有的医生都束手无策。
And all are without means.
对他来讲是晴天霹雳啊。
You know, to him it was such a shock.
才四十多岁。
He was only in his
身体这么好。
And he was strong.
哎呀，这么有前途。
He was with bright.
忽然遭遇这么一个打击。
Yet all of a sudden he was stricken.
受不了。
And he could not bear it.
那么后来人家建议他说，你不如到旧金山那里的那个医院比较好。
And some suggestion to go to that hospital in San Francisco, it might be better.
所以他就从 Calgary 上飞机准备到旧金山去。
So he took the plane from Calgary to go to San Francisco.
这个飞机就在我们西雅图上空的时候。
And when the airplane was just right in the air of Seattle.
他就开始吐血。
And he spit out vomiting blood.
大量的吐血。
It was a great amount of blood.
所以那个飞机被迫降，就降在我们西雅图的机场。
So the airplane was forced to land in Seattle in SeaTac Airport.
救护车还没有到，他就过去了。
And he passed away even before the ambulance came.
所以他的岳父岳母，老夫妻两个人在那讲到他的时候，一直流泪。
So the parents-in-law, as they were talking about this, they were in tears.
他不仅是很有学问的。
Not only he was educated.
不仅也蛮有成就的。
Not only he was achieved.
并且实在是个好人。
And he was a good person.
对他的岳父岳母真是好得不得了。
He was so good to his parents-in-law.
但是这是一个悲剧。
But it was a dreadful and pitiful state.
这种突然来的一种转变。
In such a sudden change.
叫人措手不及啊。
That you are, you have no means to deal with it.
所以亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
我们人活在这个世界中。
You know, as we live in this world.
你不可避免的会碰见很多情况的变化。
Inevitably, you would encounter some sudden changes.
没有一个人能知道明天的变化是什么。
No one can tell about tomorrow.
如果您找不到这个永恒的定点
If you cannot find the focal point of eternity
不管你再有才智
No matter how
不管你再有成就
How much achievement you have or knowledge you have
你也是没有把握的
You still without assurance
所以十多年过来了
Therefore decades have passed
有时候我还会想到他
Sometimes I still think about him
我每次想到他我心里觉得很遗憾
And I always regret when I think about him
如果早知道他一年之后会死啊
If I knew that he's going to pass away within a year
那一天啊我这个恐怕在他家里这个、非把他 弄得救不可了
And that day I would probably try my very best to get him to believe in the Lord
但是我怎么知道他一年之后他会遇见这样的情形呢
But how did I ever anticipate he's going to pass away in a year
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends
今天你有一个机会能够来到这里
You know today you have an opportunity to come
你听见了主的福音
You have heard the gospel
你知道主的恩典就在这里
And you know the grace of God is here
朋友们你要快快地把他接受到你的心
Friends take this opportunity and receive him
这个对你只有好处对不对
Because that is to your benefit
信了耶稣也不会叫你这个缺什么东西的
Because you wouldn't be lack of
anything 反而是增加你的祝福
It is increasing
叫你的人生更有把握
That your life would be have assurance
叫你能够面对所有一切的变化无所惧怕
That you can be fearlessly facing all changes
并且呢我们的人生呢会变得越来越轻省
And our life would become a light burden
你真正的一个基督徒啊
You know a true Christian
你如果活在主里面的话呢
And as you abide in the Lord
得失都无所谓
And he's not he counts
因为你知道一天你要离开这个地上了对不对啊
Because you know one day you will leave
一点损失有什么关系呢 一点得着也没什么了不起
So what about little gain or loss
我们那个亲戚朋友中间有一个人是一个大将军
And if one of our friends and relatives is a great general
一个当军长的人呢
And you know a great captain general
指挥千军万马
And he's in control of all the army
结果在台湾呢他被人家呢坑掉了20,000台币
And yet he was deceived of a $20,000 You know $20,000 is nothing
结果他就因着这两万的台币啊过不去就变神经病
But he had mental breakdown just because of this little loss
一个当大将军的人连这点度量都没有
You know he was a great general but he cannot even talk
两万台币就变神经病了你看
And he had a mental breakdown
真的关进神经病院里面去了
And he lived in a ward
亲爱的朋友们
Mental ward you know,
你知道
friends,
当一个人真正接受耶稣基督之后
When one who received Jesus
我曾经知道有一个人被坑掉20亿美金
and I know that someone had lost
20万美金
200,000 American dollars
20万美金啊当他知道那个人把他的钱吞掉之后
when he knew that he lost 200,000 US dollars
没有办法找回来
and he cannot regain it back
因为他是相信主的人
but because he believed the Lord
他把那事交托给主
he has given that to the Lord
他一点都不受他那个情况的影响
and he was not affected
你看这是多么的超脱、啊、
you know how much he surpassed that circumstance
为什么因为他找到了永恒的定点
because he found eternity
他在基督耶稣里面他知道地上不管多少的财富什么时候有天都要过去的
Because in Jesus Christ, he knew that all these were passed away.
在人看是倒霉的事情。
That we encounter something as unfortunate.
在他感觉是有点损失。
And to him, it was a loss.
但是他活在耶稣基督的里面。
But because he abides in Christ, he can overcome that.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
对一个基督徒来讲。
To a Christian.
在地上有名没有名也无所谓。
Fame or not, it doesn't matter.
神要我们富足也很好，贫穷也照样快乐。
Poor or rich, it doesn't matter.
教会历史，今天多少基督徒啊，有的人活在非常穷困的环境里面，但他们非常快乐。
You know, many Christians enjoy their life in such a joy, even though they're in poverty.
主成了我们深处的满足和喜乐。
Because Jesus become the very deep satisfaction.
甚至对一个基督徒来讲啊。
And to a Christian,
好死坏死都不要紧的。
He doesn't even care about how he dies.
啊，你不要说哦，我这个平平安安躺在床上就能过去。哎，我们说真是有福气啊。
And don't say that you're blessed because you pass away in your sleep.
但是你晓得吗？主耶稣的门徒啊，那头一个世纪多少圣徒，他们是被杀头的，
But、
被丢到狮子坑里面的。
You know that most of the disciples of Jesus in the first century were beheaded or thrown in the lion's den.
我到罗马，我就看见使徒保罗是怎么死的呢
？And I saw how Apostle Paul was martyred.
是被斩首的。
He was beheaded.
怎么斩首？一根石头的柱子，大概这么高的一个柱子。
It was a stone, a pillar.
这么一个柱子。然后就把他的脖子放那个柱子上面。
And lay his head on the pillar.
然后这个罗马的兵丁呢，拿那个还不是那种大刀，拿那个像菜刀一样的，就把头给砍下来。
And was just a little cutting knife.
但是你看见使徒保罗最后写提摩太后书他的遗书啊。
You know, but when Paul wrote his very last book, which is 2 Timothy.
哎呀，那个里面充满了荣耀的感觉。
And he was so filled with glory.
完全无惧于这种的死亡。
And he was fearless.
他们觉得能为主寻道，这是无上的光荣。
And they thought it would to be great honor to be martyred by God.
使徒彼得是被倒钉十字架的。
That Apostle Peter was crucified upside down.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，
so dear friends,
当一个人真正得着主耶稣基督之后，
when one who has truly received Jesus,
生也好，死也好。
Whether it be life or death,
这个都不在我们
的考量中。It counts as nothing.
一个人就变得轻省。
And the person live with such a light burden.
并且呢，因着耶稣基督的进来。
And because of Jesus,
他赦免了我们一切的罪。
And because he came to forgive our sins.
洗净了我们一切的罪。
To cleanse our sins.
叫我们能过一种没有羞愧的生活。
That we can live a life without shame.
可以坦然地面对人生。
And that we can face life so boldly.
我在温哥华时候，曾经我们传福音有一个弟兄得救。
And as I preached the gospel in Vancouver, a brother was saved.
这个弟兄姓曹。
And his last name was Cao.
他在人来看是很不幸的。
You know, to man, he was very unfortunate.
因为在他人生壮年三十几岁的时候啊，
because at his thirties,
他就得着了一个这个一种的关节炎。
And he has this rheumatism, arthritis.
非常严重的关节炎。
It's very serious arthritis.
从脚底一直到脖子都不能动。
From the sole of his feet to his neck, he could not move.
啊，当他得着这个病之后啊，
and after he was sick,
因为他这个人很有自尊心。
Because he has such a sense of dignity.
所以每一次他的家人呢，用一个轮椅推着他街上，很多人看他，他心里就很不舒服。
And he did not feel good every time he was wheeled in a wheelchair.
所以到后来他就拒绝出门。
So finally he refused to come out.
他不要看任何人。
He refused to see anyone.
他觉得看见别人，别人的眼光看到他，觉得很羞耻。
And he could not stand the way people looked at him.
他只有这么一个脖子可以动。
And because he can only move his head.
然后后来因为在医院里面治疗啊。
And as he was received treatment
in the hospital, 是我们的姊妹。
And one of the nurse was our sister.
这个姊妹很细心地照顾他。
So the sister nurse took care of him.
所以他很感激他。
And he was grateful.
所以那个姊妹有一天说：“我们教会传福音，我推你去听福音好不好？”
So nurse said, "Well, can I wheel you to our gospel meeting?"
哎呦，他一想到要在这么多人的面前，他心里面就过不去。
And as he thought that he needs to be in the public, he could not bear it.
但是我们的姊妹实在是很有爱心。
But this nurse was so much love.
啊，再三的要求。
And just continued to invite him. And then he went.
到今天我还很记得很清楚。
And to this day, I remember so clearly.
他们把他从外面用轮椅推进来。
And they wheeled him in to the meeting hall.
把他推到最前面一排。
And to the very front.
你看他坐在那里。
As he was sitting there. And thank the Lord.
在那一天的福音聚会里面。
That day in the gospel meeting.
他遇见主了。
He met the Lord.
就像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Just like the Samaritan woman met the Lord.
主的爱充满他。
And the love of God filled him.
坐在那就流泪。
And he began to shed his tears.
他也在那个聚会里面接受耶稣基督做救。
And that moment he received Jesus to be his personal savior.
你知道他的生命中产生什么样的转变吗？
You know what a change has brought him?
从那天开始起。
That from that day on.
他再也不怕面对任何人。
He's not afraid of facing the public.
他常常对我讲。
Oftentimes he told me.
他说我感谢主。
He says I thank the Lord.
我的身体虽然是残废的。
Even though I'm disabled.
但是我里面的生命是健全的。
But my life, inner life,
主给我一个健康的生命。
God has given me healthy life.
我不怕，再也不怕任何人。
I no longer fear man.
所以人家推出去的别人在看他，他会笑脸对着别人。
So he would face the public with such smile on his face.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
主救了他。
You know the Lord saved him.
脱离他自己自以为羞耻的这种生活。
And saved him out of his shame.
叫他能够坦然地面对许许多多世上的人。
That he can face the public with such boldness.
我们要感谢。
We need to thank the Lord.
神永远给我们机会。
Because God forever gives us opportunities.
我们这位主。
And this God.
他是怜悯、慈爱、宽恕、温柔又忍耐。
He is so merciful, loving, patient.
他非常的谦和。
He is very meek and gentle.
他不是你所想象的。
It's not like a God who you imagine.
我们从这个世界得出很多宗教想象，那个神子都是很可怕。
And the religion of this world teach us that God is fearful.
因为他要把这个偶像做得非常可怕，才能吓唬到你。
God is fearsome because they made these idols to look very fierce.
不是的。
It is, he's not so.
圣经启示我们。
And the God the Bible reveals.
我们所相信这位主。
The Lord that whom we believe in.
是何等的温柔。
It is so gentle.
何等的忍耐。
He is so patient.
何等的谦和。
He is so meek.
他是可亲可爱的主。
That he is one who you can love and draw close to.
47年来。
You know, 47 years.
我的主在我的生命中。
That the Lord in my life.
这是超过任何的人。
He surpassed all.
没有一个人比他能够更可亲可爱。
No one is more lovable compared to him.
并且他为了拯救我们。
And because he wanted to save us,
他有无限的忍耐。
He has such patience.
过去我没信主的时候，
you know, before I became a Christian,
我们顶撞他，
we rebelled against him.
我们辱骂他，
we rebuked him.
我们嘲笑他，
we despised him.
但是，到有一天他要救你的时候，人就是爱你。
But one day when he wanted to save you, he loves you.
我几年前在 Kansas City.
A few years back when I was in Kansas.
有一个姊妹告诉我她弟弟得救的故事。
And her sister who told me about how her brother was saved.
她说她的弟弟是一个非常骄傲的人。
You know that her brother was someone who was very proud.
她在一个大学里面教物理。
That he was a professor of physics in university.
也是个青年才俊的，头脑非常好。
And he was a very wise man and very talented.
他最恨恶基督教。
And he hated the Christian the most.
最恨人家给他传福音。
He hated people preaching gospel to him the most.
他的家里面几个兄弟姐妹有信主。
And some of his siblings were Christians.
他说你们来看我可以，千万不能给我传福音啊。
He says it's okay for you to visit me, but do not preach the gospel.
你传福音我就翻脸。
Because I would turn my face on you if you preach the gospel.
我就把你轰出去。
I would kick you out.
啊，如果你找到一个传道人来，那他更不得了了。
And it would be worse if you find a preacher.
他要羞辱那个人，羞辱到人家这个受不了。
I would put him to shame to a point he could not bear.
这么样一个骄傲的一个人。
You know he was such a prideful man.
所以碰见他也不敢跟他谈福音。
So nobody dared to talk to him about gospel.
但是神何等的爱。
But how much God loved him.
神像这样的人，神也怜悯他。
And God had mercy on him.
结果有一天他家里发生事情。
One day something happened in his household.
他的儿子17岁的时候。
That his son at his 17, when he was 17.
刚刚拿到这个 driver license, 那个驾驶执照。
Who just received his driver's license.
结果有一天呢，开着车子出去。
And one day as the 17-year-old son went out driving.
从一个弄堂出去，在一段道路要左转的时候。
And when he exited alley trying to turn left on a street.
结果出了一个大车祸。
And it was got caught in an accident.
他的儿子当场死了。
And his son died right on the spot.
17岁。
He was only 17.
这个年轻的教授。
And this young professor.
他完全不能接受。
He could not bear it.
整个精神崩溃。
And he had a mental breakdown.
他受不了了。
He could not accept it.
一个17岁的这么可爱的一个孩子。
And such a wonderful son who was only 17.
一下之间就没有了。
And all of a sudden he lost him.
所以他没预料到在他的人生中间会起这样的一种变化。
And such change he never anticipated in his life.
这么大一个突然的变化。
Such a sudden change.
所以呢他活不下去。
Therefore he could not live.
他也不能再教书了。
He could not teach.
所以他怎么办呢？
You know what he did?
他就放逐他的自己。
And he just let go of himself.
他就跑到拉斯维加斯去。
And he went to Las Vegas.
就在那里赌啊，狂赌。
And just gambled and gambled.
结果把他所有的积蓄统统输得光光的。
And gambled and lost all his wealth.
输光了怎么办呢？
And then what he do?
就打电话给他的家人。
He called his family.
兄弟姐妹要钱。
All his siblings, he wanted money.
在电话中威胁他们。
And he threatened them.
如果你不给我钱，就怎样怎样。
If you do not give me money, this is what I'll
do. 这些兄弟姐妹当然因为他的儿子死，大家很同情他。
You know, because everybody pitied him and because he lost his son.
所以他们也寄钱。
So all send money to him.
开头说一次两次的寄啊。
And so they would send once.
到后来呢，变成这个无数次的要求了。
And gradually he began just begging for more.
我的全家人呐、啊，都受不了。
And everybody in the household cannot bear it.
并且大家的这个很害怕。
Everybody was afraid of him.
这个家里面电话铃声一响啊，这个全家人都害怕。
They're so afraid of even the phone ringing.
那么要钱来。
And because he is calling to get money.
有时候半夜三点钟打电话来。
Sometimes he will call 3 o'clock in the morning.
哎呀，他们这个亲戚们被他搅扰的简直是受不了。
And they were disturbed to a point they could not bear it.
这个姊妹告诉我。
So this sister told me.
后来也是她收到电话。
You know, once she received a phone call.
她人。跑到洛杉矶去了。
That her brother went to Los Angeles.
他要他的姐姐去看他。
And he wanted her sister to go visit him.
啊，这个姐姐没办法拒绝。
And because the sister could not reject him.
提心吊胆。
And she was in such a troubled heart.
想，这个去了，那不知道要遇见什么东西。
And she could not anticipate what would happen if she goes.
害怕得不得了。
She was very much afraid.
哪里晓得出她意料之外的。
You know that beyond her comprehension.
当她到了飞机场的时候。
When she arrived at the airport.
她看见她的弟弟带着笑容欢迎她
And she saw her brother welcoming her with such a smile.
她这怎么回事情啊
And she said to herself, what is going on?
怎么回事情啊
And how could this be?
结果她就过来的时候呢
So as this brother approached her,
她弟弟告诉她
And he told her,
我信耶稣了
I have become a Christian.
她姐姐说你信耶稣了
And her sister says, Wow, really?
她说我信耶稣了
He says, Yes, I believe in the Lord.
姐姐问你怎么转变的呢
And the sister asked her, How?
你怎么会信了耶稣的呢
How did you receive the Lord?
她就讲了一段讲了一件事情告诉她
And so he witnessed to her.
她说你知道吗我那个孩子死的时候
You know that when my son died,
在他的车里面我发现一本圣经
That in his car, I discovered a Bible.
他就知道他这个孩子的原来是去教会的。
So he learned that his son actually was a churchgoer.
他的车子里面留下这么一本圣经。
That in his car he left a Bible.
因为他觉得这是他儿子死的留下最后一件宝贵的东西。
And because to him that was the most precious thing that his son left behind.
所以他就把这本圣经留下来了。
So he kept that Bible.
他说我开头我受不了
You know, in the beginning I could not bear it
他说我放纵自己
You know, I just let go of myself
我几乎活不下去
I could not live
他说呢我在那里去拼命的赌
So I gambled and I gambled
希望麻醉自己
I just want to numb myself
他对他的姐姐们讲说我对不起你们
I sinned against you, my sister
我搅扰了你们
I have disturbed you
请你们赦免我
And I troubled you and please forgive me
他说呢到我真正完全受不了的时候
You know, at a point that I could not take it anymore
因为想念这个孩子
And because I was thinking about my son
他说我终于把圣经打开来读
So finally, I opened up the pages of the Bible
主怜悯我
And the Lord had such mercy
主救了我
The Lord saved me
若是没有主
You know, without the Lord
我不可能从这样的困境里面出来
I would never be able to get out of the condition I was in
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends
主是何等的爱我们
You know how much Jesus loves you
虽然我们曾经不要他
Even though you did not want him
我们拒绝他
You rejected him
我们不理他
You don't want him to
即使你辱骂他
Even though you rebuke him
但是主人就爱你
The Lord still loves you
像这样的一个年轻人
That this young man
主也没有丢弃他
The Lord never forsook him
就像这个撒玛利亚的妇人一样
Just like this Samaritan woman
到了这么一种光景
And when she in such a state
神人就来遇见他
The Lord came to meet her
朋友们
Friends
今天你能够来到这个聚会中间
But today you are able to come to this
meeting 你能够坐在这里
You are able to sit here
绝不是一件偶然的事情
It is not a coincidence
因为主的爱在吸引你
Because the Lord, the love of God is strong
主希望能把人所不能给的帮助给你
Because the Lord wants to give you the help that man
cannot
give
把从人的教育从人的社会中得不到的福分赐给你
To give you the blessing you cannot receive from the system of man
今天我们有多少的基督徒
You know as many Christians
我们得到这个福分
We have received that blessing
我们知道这是多么宝贵的一件事情
We know how precious that is
所以亲爱的朋友们神永远给人机会
God forever gives us chance
希望你不要错过这个时机
Do not let go of this opportunity
要及时接受他的恩典
Receive his grace in time
我们希望今天早晨
That it is my wish
亲爱的朋友们，你能够打开你的心
You're able to open up your heart
能够很谦卑地来到他的跟前
To come before God with humble humility
用你的心欢迎他进到你的里面
To welcome him into your heart
朋友们，神的恩典今天就要临在你的身上
Grace of God shall come upon you today
你不需要等到人生有什么特别的变化
You do not need to wait for a sudden change in your life
今天就是你的机会
And today is your opportunity
我们再来唱这个短短的这首歌
Shall we sing this hymn again?
诗歌第74首
It is Psalm 74.
这首歌说怜悯慈爱宽恕温柔又谦和
It says merciful and loving suffering pain and loss
为了罪人忍辱
All for us the sinners
担负十架额
Going to the cross
舍命流血受苦
Tasting death for all men
为救失丧者
Dying for our sins
这是基督耶稣
This is Christ the Savior
对他你如何
What will you do with him?
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends,
神的儿子耶稣基督
You know, the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
亲自为我们上了十字架
He went up to the cross for us.
他忍受了最大的痛苦
He suffered the greatest pain.
他把他的命为你为我舍了
He is giving up his life for you and for me.
他就希望我们能够得着神所要给我们真正的福气
It is his desire that we can receive the blessing that God has in store for us
我们再一起来唱这首诗歌
Let's sing this hymn again
朋友们一同和弟兄姊妹一同起立
Shall we all stand?
我们再把这个诗歌唱一遍我们唱的时候把最后说对他你如何我们问问自己对他我如何像这样慈爱的救主
As we come to the very last sentence
这样顾念人的主
This loving and saving Savior
今天他用他慈爱的声音在呼召
And today he's calling you with his loving voice
他愿意来遇见你
And he wants to meet you
他愿意在我们里面做我们的生命
He wants to become your life
他愿意把活水赐给我们
He wants to give you his living water
朋友你对他如何
Friends, what will you do with him?
你愿意把你的心打开来接受他
Are you willing to open up your heart to receive him?
他在你心门口等待
He is waiting at the door of your heart
我们再唱怜悯慈爱宽恕温柔有谦和为了罪人忍辱甘负十字架血受苦为救世丧者这是基督耶稣对他你下面要为着诸位有点祷告
I will have a prayer for you
我请Joanna 姊妹继续的弹这个诗歌
I ask Joanna to continue to play the hymn
好朋友们主已经站在你的门口
Friends, the Lord is standing at the door of your hearts
面对这位充满怜爱的主
As you're facing this loving God
用他的爱不放弃的主
And this love that will never let you go.
你愿意把你的心打开接受他吗
Are you willing to open your heart?
我想在我们要为诸位祷告之前
You know, before I pray for you.
今天早晨我有一点特别的请求
I have a very special request.
若是你的心受到感动
If your heart is even moved.
你真是愿意接受他做你的救主
And you're willing to receive him as your savior.
让慈爱的主进到你的生命中
And that this loving God is able to come into your life.
进到你的生活里
into your living life
好不好我请你到前面来
would you please come forward
我要为你祷告
I will pray for you
我们在这个时候我们要为你祷告
I will pray for you at this moment
若是亲爱的朋友你心中受感动请你到前面来好不好
friends if you're moved please come forward
我很愿意靠近的跟你们一同有点祷告
and so I can pray for you
若是有弟兄姊妹们陪着来的也可以陪着一起过来好不好
brothers and sisters will you please come forward
我们现在开始可以好不好朋友们
Friends
好感谢主感谢主有人出来了
Thank the Lord
不要犹豫不要犹豫请进
Please do not hesitate
对好不好不要犹豫
Just come
亲爱的朋友们希望你给主机会
Please give God an opportunity
主给你机会
Because the Lord has given you opportunity Please give God an opportunity
请到前面来
Come forward, please.
请到前面来，不用客气，好不好
？Please come forward.
不要觉得不好意思啊。
Please
不要觉得不好意思。让主的恩典充满你。中间有弟兄姊妹哈，你可以让这些朋友们到前面来，好不好
？Please come forward.
主的爱在等待着我们。
Because the love of God is waiting for you.
主要把我们从各样的 痛苦里面拯救出来。
Because the Lord wants to save you from all sufferings.
他要把他的生命给我们。
He wants to give you His life.
这么好的恩典，为什么要拒绝呢
？Why do you reject His love?
不需要你做什么事情。
You do not need to do anything.
他只要你承认他。
All you need to do is acknowledge Him.
我们不需要等待。
You don't need to wait.
今天就是你的机会。
Today is your opportunity.
朋友们，出来吧。
Friends, come, please.
好不好？出来吧。不要犹豫。
Do not hesitate.
我相信从今天开始起，你站在主面前，你蒙的恩典，这要成为你一生的祝福。
And I believe the blessing you receive today shall be your lifetime blessing.
这样一位充满怜爱的主。
This God who is so full of love.
为什么要拒绝他
？Why you reject him？
不要拒绝他。
Do not reject him.
朋友们。
Friends,
我们知道有很多时候机会不在我们的手中。
You know that chance is not with never.
我们也不知道明天如何。
You never know about tomorrow.
也不知道下一个时刻如何。
You never know about next moment.
为什么不抓住这点机会呢
？Why don't you grasp this opportunity?
所以我们希望朋友们。
So friends,
把能很勇敢的站出来，好不好
？Come boldly.
我们再有点时间等候。
We'll wait for you.
好不好？有朋友们，请不要犹豫。
Please do not hesitate.
要抓住这个时间，抓住这个机会，来到主跟前。
Take this opportunity to come.
我们要感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在等待我们。
Because the Lord is waiting for you.
他也许已经等待你很久了。
Maybe he's waiting for you for a long time.
好不容易今天你有这个机会来到这个地方。
And you have this opportunity to come today.
你听见了主的福音。
You've heard about God's gospel.
你知道了这位救主。
You know about this Savior.
为什么要拒绝他呢
？Why you reject him?
朋友们，不要拒绝他。
Friends, do not reject him.
好吗？不要拒绝他。请出来。
Please come forward.
请出来。
Please come.
感谢主，感谢主，啊，还有吗
？Anyone else？
还有吗
？Anyone else？
不要犹豫，
Please
好不好
？Do not hesitate。
也许你从来都没有听过福音，
Because perhaps you never heard the gospel。
你头一次接触这个福音，
And this is the first time。
但是主如果在你的心里面有一点点的感动，
But if you have even slightly been touched，
这主在你心里面敲门了。
It is God knocking at the door。
希望你抓住这个机会，
Please take this opportunity。
到他的跟前来，
To come before him。
朋友们，我们要为你祷告。
We will pray for you.
我们感谢主，一些的朋友们已经站在主的跟前。
We thank the Lord for some who are standing before Him.
所以当我们在祷告的时候
，So when we're praying,
如果你心里面觉得你里面愿意，你还可以继续的走出来。
And if you're willing, you can still come forward.
我们真是感谢神的恩典。
We thank God's grace.
好，我们再把这首诗歌唱一下。
Let's sing this hymn again.
我希望今天这首诗歌能够进到你的心里面。
I pray that this song will enter into your heart today.
希望你能够牢记这首歌。
That you remember this song.
愿主的恩典今天早晨就临到诸位。
May the grace of God come upon you this morning.
起来。怜悯慈爱宽恕，温柔又谦和，为了罪人忍辱，不是假恶，生命流血受。这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？我们请诸位人就站立，我们一同一点祷告。大家把眼睛闭起来，好吗
？Let's close our eyes and have prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
我们真是满心的感谢你。
Our hearts are so full of thanksgiving。
你是何等的爱我们
？Because you love us so much。
你知道人自从离开了神
，You know that ever since we departed from God，
我们就活在一种咒诅的情况底下。
We're living in such a curse。
罪恶在这个世界中作王。
That sin rules in this world。
人活在一种 极其痛苦的生活里面。
That men are living in such a dreadful condition.
你知道我们里面的难处。
And you know our sufferings.
你怜恤我们。
And you have mercy on us.
你亲自来到地上。
So you came to this world.
你成为人。
And became a man.
并且你背负我们众人的罪孽。
And to carry up our sin.
上了十字架。
And to went up to the cross.
为我们受死受苦。
To die and suffer for us.
你流出你的宝血。
And when you shed your precious blood.
因为要洗净我们一切的罪。
In order to cleanse our sins.
主啊，我们知道是你来寻找我们。
Father, we know that you came to seek us.
我们本来都是生活在糊里糊涂的光景中。
We were in such a foolish state.
我们不知道我们人生要往哪里去。
We did not know where we are going.
我们不知道我们的前途如何。
We did not know about our future.
我们更不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Nor do we know about tomorrow.
我们在这个多变化的世界里面。
Because it's an ever-changing world.
我们找不到真正的安息。
We never find security.
也找不到真正的把握。
Nor rest or assurance.
但是你来了。
But you came.
你把永恒的生命带来。
You have brought eternal life.
你要叫我们能够在这个有限的人生里面。
That in this limited lifetime.
能够得到永远的祝福。
We may receive your blessing.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Father, we're so full of thanksgiving.
今天早晨，你在这个聚会的里面。
This morning you are here.
主啊，我们看见有一些的朋友们，他们真是愿意来到你的跟前。
We see some who is willing to come.
求你照着你自己的应许。
Lord, according to your promise.
主啊，把你自己永远的生命赐给他们。
Give to them your eternal life.
主啊，我们为着许多的朋友们。
We pray for
心中虽然受到感动
even though their hearts are moved,
但是他们好像还没有觉得能有勇气在你面前来承认
maybe there's still lack of courage.
主啊你也知道他们的情况
Father, you know about them.
我们求你怜悯施恩典
and be gracious.
主啊让今天早晨这个感动能持续在他们的心里面
and you continue this move,
主当他们的人生遇见困难的时候
when they encounter difficulties,
然后遇见许许多需要的时候
and all kinds of needs,
当他们呼求你的名
and when they call upon you,
我也要求你垂听他们的祷告
or answer their prayer,
要求你帮助他们
and help them.
亲爱的主我们感谢赞美你
Father,
但愿今天早晨
morning,
所有在这里聚会的人都经历主的平安
peace,
经历主给我们里面的喜乐
joy,
当我们离开这个会所的时候
depart,
每一个人都带着丰盛的恩典回去
grace,
亲爱的主我们真的满心的感谢你
Father,
我们谢谢你自己所赐给我们这么多的福气
thank you for all the blessings.
主啊愿你在这里得着我们的敬拜
Lord, obtain our worship.
我们从深处把感谢赞美敬拜都归给你
We offer to you our worship, thanksgiving and praises
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告
Thank you for answering our prayers
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of Jesus I pray
Amen
Amen,
Amen. 好谢谢大家